Well, I would say Daniel is very thankful. It was a Thanksgiving day for him, and not so much for his adversaries, though. They ended up being the food for the lions. And, it's great to have this Thanksgiving day, to give thanks to God, to praise God for all the gifts. You know, Thanksgiving Day, and of course, what better way to celebrate Thanksgiving than to have Eucharist, which the word literally means thanksgiving, to receive Jesus in thanksgiving to God. And even as we celebrate the Mass, we have the old Jewish prayer. I'm sure you'd recognize it, the prayer of thanksgiving. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, this wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine, work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. That's the prayer of thanksgiving that kicks off the thanksgiving that we have. Why should we have thanksgiving? Why should we have thanksgiving? It's good for us. It really is good for us to have thanksgiving. It puts things into perspective. It's good that we do this, especially right before Advent season. Couple reasons. First reason is because we look at the pressures of the Advent season. Having to buy everything. Got to go to the Christmas parties. Got this and that. The pressures that the world puts on us. The world does. And we are a big old sucker. A sucker for the pressures of the world. We think we must be obedient to the ways of the world. Otherwise, I don't know what we think will happen to us. We'll melt. I don't know. But to put thanksgiving in our hearts. And of course, the real reason why we should celebrate Thanksgiving at this time, Jesus is coming. Thank God, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Here in this Eucharist, in this Thanksgiving, but he comes as a little child. Comes as a little child. That's his first appearance, to come as a little child. And we praise God for that, to prepare our hearts for him, for such a gentle God, such a loving God, such a compassionate God for us. God is good. We prepare the way of the Lord, and it is good for us. It is actually healthy for us. When we think of the things of the world, or think of things to be thankful for, that Jesus Christ would come, what it does is it puts joy in our heart. Thanksgiving puts joy in our heart. We don't dwell on the things that go wrong. It's hard to sit on the pity pot if you're giving thanks to God. We realize that God is God and we are not. Why are we giving thanks? Because we have been given a gift. Why have we been given a gift? Because there was something we were lacking beforehand. If we were something lacking beforehand, we are not God. We need God. And this is a good thing because God is love. God is not a tyrant. And as we enter into this Advent season, we start to realize who is the tyrant, the world, the devil, the passions that say we have to do something. I have to have this coffee. I have to have this chocolate. I have to have all these things. I have to get the greatest gift. And that binds us. But Jesus Christ, when we look at this child coming, he sets us free. He is love. He is compassion. He is mercy. That's the greatest thing we could rejoice and give thanks for. No gift, no Christmas gift can outweigh the mercy of God. The freedom of the heart. And then through the freedom of the heart, the freedom of the actions come. We get it backwards. We think the following our passions, doing whatever we want, is freedom, but it's not. It binds the soul, and because the soul is bound, Our actions are bound. I have to have that chocolate. I have to do these things. So we come here to thank God, to thank Jesus Christ to setting us free. We thank him that he continues to set us free in the Eucharist, in this Thanksgiving, that in the very act of thanksgiving to God, we are set free. And then also in confession, that we can come to him in mercy and receive those words of liberation. I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Bringing about a stronger freedom than what any government can give, any ideology can give, any political perspective can give. Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God.